Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song, incredible, what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. I'm so excited to have you with us this morning. You know, every time I hear that song, The Powerful Woman, it just inspires me to go on and on and on. That's Antonia Lawrence. This song can be ordered or purchased from iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. We have a very, very, very special guest today. You know, we say we have powerful interviews with powerful people. This is a powerful man of God. I have known of his ministry over 30 years. And he's been consistent in his life. He and his family have shown the true love of Christ throughout this nation. But before we go into who that special guest is, let me share with you a little bit from our sponsors. Moby Fryer is fryer cooked in the vine that lives on your phone. And does everything your print fryer should do. Moby Fryer brings mobile marketing, not just into the print, but transports with the future. A Moby Fryer is fun to interact and engage your consumers. It's not a print fryer. It's not that. It's a mobile interactive fryer. To know more about it, MOBFLYR. Download now the 2015 Women of Power ringtone, the official ringtone for 2015, Matters of the Heart, for your Apple or Android device. That's bit.ly/givingmylove. bit.ly/givingmylove. Get that ringtone today. It's free for your Apple or Android device. As I said, I'm excited to have with us a very, very special guest. And it is Pastor Dan Clint McCormick III. He's been married to his beautiful wife for 43 illustrious years. They've been blessed with three wonderful children and two magnificent grandchildren. After they gave their lives to Christ, their marriage really took off as they applied God's order for the family to their family. 7 days after he gave his life to Christ, the calling and anointing of God that was on him was so obvious that his pastor allowed him to preach his first sermon on a youth day. Within months, he began an open-air ministry, a radio ministry, a prison and jail ministry. The Lord has gifted him to write, record, perform, and create Christian rap music, videos aimed at the youth but enjoyed by the young and old alike. He's currently working on a new book, Judas, Was He Once Saved or Not? But today we're going to hear more from this great man of God on the book regarding this month that we're studying, Fathers. I say to you, welcome, welcome, Pastor James McCormick.
Well, thank you, Dr. Relaford. I thank you for the opportunity, and I just praise God, amen, that we're still here and doing the work of the Lord here.
Amen, amen. So I was sharing with you before we came on the air, my husband and I was down in Lakeland a few months ago, and we know it was a Saturday. We just wanted to stop by on the ground and let you know we had been by, that we had came amen. Through the ground and was truly blessed. Amen. Well, Pastor McCormick,
amen. Well, we thank you for that.
Okay. You've written a great book, and this month we've been discussing fathers and different you know, what it is to be a father. But I read on one of your posts about your book, Why is a Stepfather called a stepfather. And when I read it, I became so intrigued. I wanted to know more about it, and I wanted to bring it to our audience. What inspired you to write Why is a Stepfather Called a Stepfather?
Well, Sister Relevant, most of, in fact, all of my songs and stuff that I write, and it comes from sermons. And I was doing this family, I was doing a three-day teaching and stuff on family and the importance of it. And I ministered that word, you know, why is the stepfather called a stepfather? And after the service, just about all the men in the church were in line coming up to me and saying, you must be a stepfather because everything you said was, you know, was right on, you know. And I said, no, I'm not a stepfather, but I know a lot of people who are. So after that response, amen, I said, well, let me, you know, I believe I need to write, expand on this thing. So that was the impetus behind me writing Why is a Stepfather Called a Stepfather. And
wow.
So now if I can ramble on, so when you want to cut in, you know it's your show. You can cut.
tell me, what do you believe is the role of the male in this season in our community?
Okay, now as I thought about this question, what came to mind to me was something that I heard from a lot of women who are seeking to enter into a good relationship with a good male partner, you know, men with marriage in mind. But what I hear from a lot of women, and my heart goes out to them because I can see what they're saying, amen, every day. What I hear is, I hear them saying, there aren't any good men around. And I hear this a lot, you know. So, in other words, I believe what they say, that there are not any good men around. They are saying that most of the men don't want to work. They don't own anything. They're not interested in doing things that can, like education and obtaining certain skills that can help them. And that's where the problem comes in, which is these men feel like their role in life and in our communities today is to find someone to take care of them and or they'll turn to crime, you know. So I feel like my heart go out for the women, the men, and all involved in situations like this. So,
yeah,
and also, yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
No, as you were saying, it seems to be, that is one of the things I hear a lot in traveling.
Yeah.
That there are, but I believe there are good men. I really believe that. I will not give up on men. I would not give up
amen.
On men.
Amen. There are. Yeah, there are a lot of good men, you know. And the thing seems like what will compound this problem is a statistic that people have gotten together. Let's say 70% or more of children of color are born out of wedlock. Well, when they are males, it's so many that have been raised up, you know, in a home without a positive male role model, you know, since we talk about what the role of the male is in this season. Amen. Well, this is just the negative side. It's a negative role. Amen. And so what they grow up a lot of times, there's no positive role model in the family, male role model, and the wives and women are doing, men are doing the best they can. But where they look for a role model, it then is outside the home, you know, in the streets. And that's where they come up with street cred, you know, they street respect. And street respect to them, what they learn from the street is coming from them doing things to people instead of that real respect that results in them doing things for people. And so a lot of them get caught up in that negative role in society. And like I say, you know, we don't have to look at percentages, just look in our neighborhoods and our communities.
Well, when you said that, so what have you seen, or have you seen a slight or dramatic change in the male parenting role? Has it changed, or have we lost something? Have we gained something? What are you seeing?
Well, just in, you know, from my narrow perspective, you know, but being an observer, like, most preachers love to talk, but I like to listen too and observe. But I look at my father's generation and then look at the generation I'm in, just one generation. And in my father's generation, it seemed as though fathers in general were not as nurturing as I see many fathers are today. And I hear people in my generation saying that their father never hugged them. He never told them that he loved them, even though they believed he did. So to me, it seems like many fathers today are showing a great deal more affection to their children. You know, I think I heard T.D. Jakes said, fathers hug your daughters, you know, all the time. So when a first boy come up and hug them, they won't go crazy, you know. But fathers to, so I see that, you know, even on the social media where fathers have their babies, fathers are talking about their children and loving them, you know. And my father was a great father, but, you know, there wasn't that showing and touching and hugging, you know. So I think I've seen that change. And that's a good one, you know, because years ago, if a man does things like that, change diapers and stuff like this, other men, you know, who got street cred say that you're a weak man, you know. So I've seen that change, and that's a great change, amen, because children need to see dads that weep, you know, when it's a situation that requires weeping. And I think that's a good change. That's what I've seen.
I do too. Pastor, what were your main objectives that you wanted to pass on to those of us that are going to read the book, Why is a Stepfather Called a Stepfather?
Okay, what happened one day, a young man called around here looking for my daughter, and she wasn't here, so he said, well, Rel, maybe I'm supposed to talk to you. So he shared with me he had been married about 7 or 8 months, and his wife had a son, so he had a stepson. And he went in to tell the kid, you know, how about clean up your room, you know, and the kid just ignored him. And so he asked him again, and the kid ignored him again. So he said, well, I just kind of tapped him, you know, get his attention. And the kid started crying and cursing me out. And then he said, but really, what really hurt me was when my wife came in and she took sides with her son against me as a husband. And that's what really led me to write this book, because I've seen it happen over and over. And in these days, especially so with all the stuff going on, karma and everything, when people deserve honor, like God say, honor those who, you know, who do honor, it's a good thing to give to them. And if we don't get it, sometimes we, you know, we just not, we ain't good for nothing, you know. So I feel like good stepfathers, because there's so many bad ones, the moment you mention the word stepfather, negative connotations come in people's mind, negative thoughts come in people's mind, you know. But there are a lot of, just like you say, there are some, a lot of good men, but there are a lot of good stepfathers. So that's what was my inspiration to write this book, you know. Why is a stepfather called a stepfather? Subtitle, a tribute to good stepfathers. So it's to boost the good stepfathers and to encourage the ones who may not be good stepfathers.
Wow. Awesome. We're on the radio today with Pastor James Flint McCormick III out of Lakeland, Florida. We'll be hearing more from him in just a moment. I know you're being blessed. Let us hear now from our advertisers.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project. D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
Amen. Please support our advertisers. And if you're interested in placing a donation or advertisement with Walking in Power, we'd love to have you. Please visit women-of-power.org. Women-of-power.org. Your contribution continue to allow us to bring Walking in Power to Walk Talk Radio. And we're back now with Pastor McCormick, and he has really been giving us some great nuggets of the role of a stepfather, the role of the male. Now I want to ask you, Pastor, if you could reveal from a biblical perspective the great importance of stepfathers.
Okay, And in my book, that's the last short chapter. Amen. It's like the icing on the cake, and the icing is just as thick as the cake, you know.
All right.
You know, it ain't just a little thin layer. The icing is just as thick as the whole cake. So this is what the Lord led me to end the book with, saying, you know, as we look at the Old Testament and think about probably the greatest prophet in the Old Testament character, it has to be basically Moses. Abraham, running a close second, but I think Moses. And as we look at it, Moses turned out to be a pretty good person and pretty important to the kingdom of God, even though God set things up for him to be raised by Pharaoh, who is a type of a stepfather. So a lot was riding on Moses, you know, as far as God's kingdom was concerned on earth, and God entrusted him to a stepfather and not his biological father. And then in the New Testament, when we look at Jesus, you know, Joseph was not his biological father. And so look at what all was God had entrusted on Joseph as a stepfather to Emmanuel, which is God with us. So I think that puts God's great stamp of approval on the value of good stepfathers. And that really has me excited even right now. I wrote the book a few years ago, but that last chapter, you know, I think that really should encourage good stepfathers and those who are not deemed to be good. It should encourage them to show them how valuable people are who can step in to a family situation and love, like Mordecai did, love the children as if they were their own. Amen?
That's good. Stepfather steps in. Wow, that's good. Yeah. That's good, Pastor. That's real good. That's real good. So what are you hearing? We had a few moments, but what are you hearing in the spirit realm as a prophetic declaration or decree to the fathers of today? I heard you say something earlier that they're getting a lot of street cred where they learn to do things to people instead of for people. What do you hear God is saying to the fathers of today?
Okay. As far as prophetic decree to fathers of the day, amen. One thing, I believe that the word of God is full of prophetic decrees. And sometimes, you know, we kind of get off into prophesying our own things. But if, you know, I'm not called into the office of a prophet, but I can, if I preach the prophet, what the prophet's taught in the Bible and warning, amen, I am a prophet. But the word husband is said to mean house band, the one who bands the house together. This and God's decree, a prophetic word to fathers of the day, is the same as it was from Adam and Eve. You know, so it changes not. So he's the one who bands the house together. If the band breaks, the house got a great chance of falling apart. And so here's a scripture that's in me, and it encouraged me day in and day out, regardless of what situation come up. Nehemiah said, I looked them over and rose up and said to the nobles and officials and the other people, they do not be afraid of the enemy. Earnestly remember the Lord and imprint him on your minds, great and terrible. And it's saying, take from him courage to fight for your brethren, to fight for your sons, to fight for your daughters, to fight for your wives, and to fight for your homes. I think that's the prophet decree from the beginning, and it will be here as long as families are on this earth. Glory to God.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, man, that was powerful. That was powerful. Imprint this on your mind. In other words, don't ever forget it. This is something
Amen.
That has to happen. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God for that word. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. That word got me excited. Praise God, right
Amen.
There, right there.
I got chill bumps on me right now.
I know you're right. I know you're right. So, Pastor, before we leave, give some people information about how they can visit your ministry and your website and how they can get the book.
Okay. I have a website that is named after the music and video part of it, which is my AKA known as Damascus Rapper, which is www.damatzrapper.com. And on there we have MP3s, have videos. In fact, I just finished one for my daughter. She's getting married, and I did a little beat for her. We're going to dance off of it at a wedding. And But you can find e-books on there, e-book, and for smartphones and tablets and all, and PCs. And take a look at it, you know. And like I say, I really have an aim for youth, but I found out when you bless the youth, grown people will be blessed too. Amen. So there you go.
Now tell us about your ministry located in Lakeland, Florida.
Okay, yeah. Friendship Full Gospel Baptist Church. The Lord has blessed us to be there 25 years. And my wife, I'm telling you, she is, outside of Jesus, in flesh and blood, she is my greatest helpmeet and asset to ministry. Amen. And one thing when we was talking, you was talking about thinking outside the box. Well, you know, it's a good thing to think outside the box. Because if you don't, people in the box will never know that there's something outside the box, you know.
Right.
But you come under some scrutiny. Amen. You come under some scrutiny. But like you say, be determined to do what God says do. So I've always been, you know, some people call me a maverick, but, you know, we have to do what God says do. And we thank God for the ministry because we have things for the youth and rapping and dancing, praise dancing. My daughter is a renowned praise dancer, you know, beyond the price, and we just thank God for her, the work that she's doing. So we're having a great time in ministry, and I tell you, it don't get no better than this, Dr. Rutherford.
It don't get any better than that.
No.
Praise God. Well, I'm just so excited. I said earlier, I'm so excited to have you on the program. Watched your work and seen your work over the years, and I know the consistency of your ministry in your family. And we just honored, Walking in Power is honored to have you on today.
Well, it's a great honor, amen, for me, and we do thank God for you and the great work that you are doing for men, women, and children. And it just inspires me every time I see on Facebook, you know, see you on there and look and see what you're doing and stuff. I mean, it's an enormous work. And God has given you the grace, and I'm telling you, he'll meet all your needs. And I just thank God for you, Dr. Relford, and your husband. I see him. I really enjoy
Amen.
Him on those photos.
Amen. Well, you heard today. We've had a great man of God on with us today. We're going to be putting the on-demand episode out for those that may have missed it. And if you know someone, if you know a stepfather, if you know a father, if you know a family, a mother that needs to hear this. I believe, I know it will be a blessing to them. Please go out, purchase the book. Purchase the book. It will bless your life. Father Faith coming up. It will really bless your life. Why is a stepfather called a stepfather? So again, it's been great. It's been wonderful. It's been powerful. So whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power.